Hey, my MP3 pool, Noah Ayala checking in.
Oh my
God. You already hear him in the background. T-Pain in the studio with me. Oh man, this is a...
People are mean, man.
So mean. God, Lee. When you walked in right now, I purposely did not want to talk. And there's a couple reasons why I was trying to say limited words. I don't know, because I'm normally very talkative, right, man. But it's because, one, there's nobody in the building right now.
Not one person.
And we have somebody of T-Pain's caliber up in here right now.
Hey, man.
Which is pretty dope because it allows you to, you know, talk about things.
That's what happens.
Two, I want to get your natural reaction to what I'm going to ask you some of these questions.
Okay.
So I don't want to say too much.
All right.
But you already said the first thing we have to talk about. Mm-hmm. You are a celebrated singer.
Right.
Songwriter. That's former true. MC.
Word.
Or you still rap too?
I dabble.
Everybody's talking about this whole Drake Meek Mill situation.
Right.
Man. Hold on. You know what? Let me figure out how to phrase this to you.
All right. Please do.
Question number one. How do you feel about rappers getting their verses written? Not hooks, not bridges. Their actual verses.
I think it's fine. I mean, we're talking about people like, you know, Dre, and you know, I think somebody wrote something for Jay a few times. Like it's been
Jay?
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it was. Oh no, it was Jay-Z.
Kanye.
It was Jay-Z that wrote for Dre.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so yes, that's what it was. So that's what it was. But no, it's normal, man. It's normal. But you know, when you start saying that you're the best, and you know what I'm saying, like, and you got like, I think that's when people start getting the problem. I don't really care. I've been writing.
T-Pain is all about strippers and money.
Look,
folks.
I've been writing stuff for people for years, man, and don't nobody know. So this, you know. It's all about checks. I get my checks. I'm fine. But, you know.
Yeah, that I pretty much have the same opinion. I feel like, yo, man, please get money. Especially, man, you can never handle a young person of color making money changing probably generations' livelihoods. You know
exactly.
What I mean? You can never hate on that.
Exactly.
But then the hip-hop purist in me is like, but if you're going to claim king, if you're going to be that GOAT.
The best.
You know, and right now, if you really want to be honest about it, it's between Drake and this current generation, I think. It's between Drake and Kendrick.
Yeah, I would say.
And I would say.
I mean, there's a lot, man. But it's nobody. You know, you can claim to put it all out. You can claim to have the best team. You can say I got the best.
Well,
group of people that.
My favorite artist, Kanye West. It's a known fact. He has a gang of writers. You know what I mean? So
it's a ton. So you know what I'm saying? It's a way to be known for having that. But you can still be the best at putting together a dope group of writers. Like it ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, if you know that you're not the sole purpose of your lyrics, then just try not to say it. Or somebody's gonna find out. If you're okay. If you're not okay with somebody finding out.
I think with like R&B artists, people that sing, I mean that's you know, because not everybody can sing. Period.
I don't think I don't think he has people writing like that for him. I think it's like, you know what I'm saying? If somebody's in the studio and they got an idea, yeah, go ahead and lay it down.
Well, okay, tell me how often this happens, like in the industry. Does this happen when it's one of those situations where it's like, I mean, I'm MC that's cracking right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically. And I'm very capable of writing verses, but I'm doing so much. I got a show, I got an after party, I got to do this interview at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So is it sometimes just convenience? Like,
No, not at all. I mean,
really?
If you look at somebody,
that'd be my main argument.
No. If you looking at somebody's like writer's credit and you see somebody else's name, like, I don't know. This could be just my clique or whatever. Like, if you in the studio with me and I say something about a dog and my next line says something about fog, and then you go, no, you know what you should say? You should say something about log. You get writer's credit.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
That's, you know what I'm saying? And that's not, but people would be like, oh, somebody else helped you write that. No, he just suggested a word. And it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I give you writer's credit for that.
Right.
You know, you ain't going to make no money, but, you know, I will,
but
you know,
still get
I will let people know that, you know, you suggested a rhyming word.
One of the things we knew you were coming, so we were talking about you, obviously.
Right.
And one of the things that came up, it was like, yo, when you really, really think about it, this whole wave of these rappers that you can't tell if they're rapping or they're singing or whatever.
Right.
T-Pain's kind of responsible for that.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
And I don't think people are kind of, because everybody's using auto-tune now. Now auto-tune is just as common as an ad-lib now.
It's just customary. It happens,
when you first did auto-tune, though,
right.
It was some.
It was weird and it was getting picked on and. Yeah, yeah, that was a lot.
Man, you gave birth to a lot of babies, man.
Yeah, a lot of artists. So no, no, it's just it's being the originator, man. You know, nobody's gonna praise the originator of anything. You know what I'm saying? It's you can bring out ShamWow, but the second one more absorbent thing gets out, it's like it's the same cloth. It's just added another name, and it, but it's the newest thing, and it's, you know, it's blue instead of yellow this time. It's new. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's the same car with chrome kits.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's,
but you know, and like, I remember when I used to work at another radio station. Mm-hmm. You, when I'm Sprung came out, and you were on your first promo run. It had to be. And my coworker, I didn't do the interview. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Vanya. but we damn near kind of crucified you, man.
A little bit. I mean, that was happening all the time. And I, you know, I just knew. You know what it was? And I used to catch feelings about stuff like that, but I didn't understand that people didn't know that I could go without it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was a...
I saw the PBS thing recently. I encourage everybody to Google the thing NBA, you did on PBS. That was incredible, man.
Thanks, man. Thank you. It just... I didn't realize that nobody had asked me to do it without it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't interested in doing it without it because it was just my sound at the time. So,
right.
You know, I quickly got over that. So
You got people that use auto-tune in the wrong key. They're not even using it right. And it sounds
absolutely
it's terrible. Working. They're getting paper and they're making catchy songs. So more power to you. But it's like, damn.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Going hard. What was that like? What happened like the moment you heard Death to Auto-Tune?
I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. But, you know, as soon as I heard him say auto-tune, I was like, let's see where this is going. And then when he said y'all T-Pain it too much, I was like, okay, I'm safe. Okay.
And then you walked on stage with him, right?
Yeah. So I was like, cool, I'm safe. Yeah, it's people told me it was fine. Like, nobody.
But the walking on stage, though, that wasn't planned, right?
That was all planned.
Oh, so this was all throughout the day. You showed out. Like, hold on, homie.
No. This was planned.
Okay.
No, this was planned. And the crazy thing was it was planned with everybody except for Jay.
Yeah.
Jay didn't know. Like, Jay was trying to figure out why I wasn't stopped.
Right.
Because everybody backstage knew I was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was all planned. And it was so crazy. You know, like, you know, everybody say, you know, it couldn't have been planned because Lil Mama did the same thing. No, Lil Mama walked from the crowd and she climbed up on the stage.
Lil Mama probably bought tickets.
Exactly. And I walked from backstage while all the security was guarding the place.
Mm.
And then somebody screamed out, yo, Payne coming through. Let him through. And then they opened up and I went right through. It was no big deal. It was not even a big deal. It just looked to the public like I just stormed up there. But no, it was a whole big
deal. Damn.
It was a whole day. Like, it was... From that morning, like, it was planning out the whole thing.
So what's cracking now, man? I know you dropped the Classic Man remix, which was very dope.
Right.
The video was very dope.
Thank you.
And then it's crazy because I feel like even though I might not hear you on the radio all the day, in the clubs people go crazy, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay away from a lot of stuff right now.
You trying to just stay away?
That life got so crazy, man. And hip-hop, or what we call hip-hop and R&B, has just gotten so terrible. It's just gotten so bland, and everything sounds like one song, and I'm just so tired.
You know who did you see the Tyrese interview in New York? He said the exact same thing you're saying right now.
Nah, man, I didn't see it, but he's right.
What don't you like about it, though?
It's
like,
just no use. It's so lackluster and just so, I don't know, man. It's not even, nobody's trying.
Yeah.
Nobody's making music. Like, when our kids grow up, there's not going to be any, like, music. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, like harmonies and more than one sound.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be, I don't know, it's going to end up being a drum beat with somebody just screaming. Just,
right.
Just constantly, and that's going to be considered rap in, like, 10 years.
What is that? Why is it like that, though? Is it just because it's so easy to just pick up a laptop and just pop something out?
No, it's because it's easy to remember when you're drunk. And club music turns into radio music because they called a radio station the next day and like, I don't know what that song was last night that I heard, but I think it was by this person and he said something about weed and I don't know, but please try to find that for me. You mean this one? No. This one? No. Okay, well, all these sound like that person and talking about weed, so I don't know what you're talking about. So, you know, all these people get spins off of trying to get one request done.
So why don't you need to just go on that spree again when you were just producing everybody's. I know people still gotta be hitting you up to write stuff
but they want me to do the new
and you
new
just don't want to do it.
Yeah, they want me to do that new style of rap or hip or whatever the hell everybody want to call it.
But I feel like the new style is like your style.
It's a slow version. It's a leaned out version of my style. It's a very leaned up, drug induced version of my style. Yes.
Some of these songs, they're so slow. It's like 40 and 50 BPM.
50 BPM. I just look, man. I just went on my DJ computer and I was just like, I cannot believe that this even processed the tempo.
You can like, for this is like DJ talk, but like you could take like a 50 BPM record now and blend it with a 100 BPM record, it's, and it's just like
amazing.
It is so slow.
The days that you can, naturally without even touching the speed, without doing anything, you're not hitting nothing, and you can mix a hip hop song with house music and not even have to do anything.
I do that every day. That's in the
mix. Amazing.
I do that every day, man. Every day. Hey, I'm telling you right now, you got a show tonight. Palm House, downtown Palm Springs. Just go on Palm Canyon. Yes. You can't miss it. You're about to have a line, man.
Pitches indeed.
You're about to have a line.
Good stuff.
Have you calmed down, or are you still Adam?
I've calmed down a lot. I've calmed down a lot. And my wife ain't out here, so I'm calming down a whole bunch.
Be careful. There's some Latinas out here, though.
I know.
You're from Florida. You know.
I know. But my wife is the one that picked them, so I can't.
He just gave you relationship advice right now. He just gave you game.
You know, I'm not the, you know, you don't want to, the guy not supposed to pick him. You're not supposed to pick him. There it is.
But I'm not, man. Palm House is going down. Thank you, man.
I appreciate
it. It's dope. Like, I try to produce, and I always been a DJ and stuff that. So it's just dope to just get game from, you know, somebody who's really doing it, man. That, like, I honestly respect, you know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
A catalog. So appreciate that, man. Hey, Noah Ayala, T-Pain for my MP3 pool. We will see you next time. We are out. Peace.